Daniel.
Hey, I was kind of hoping you were on.
I'm here, man, to get to the mic.
Question for you. I did get a radio for my truck, and I was looking to try to install it, but I'm going to need to extend the cable, the power cable. Do I need to go with a 10-gauge, or can I do something more like a 12? Do you know?
How far are you running it, and what wattage radio is it?
IT, so it's a 50-watt max. And the run, I was gonna put it probably under the driver's side seat, so I'm probably running 15 feet, maybe tops.
Then yes, I would stay with the 10 gauge wire.
I was kind of thinking that, but then, like, the wire that's actually on the radio is 12 gauge.
Oh, that gauge, the more heat you create running that far.
Hey.
I am in Cherrydale today.
Saw you in my neck of the woods, I think sometime last week. There's a little shop right down the street from me on Wade Hampton that's right, sitting right on the road. I thought I saw your Mack truck there.
You probably seen me last Wednesday or Thursday.
Get in. I don't know the name of it. There's a pool place right here, and then right beside it is like a four-wheeler motorcycle place. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir, I do. That Cycle Specialist is a pool place, and then the shop down there is a red and yellow building, which is Boulevard Automotive.
Yep, that's it. I'm right around the corner from them.
Wednesday afternoon, and then I'm back in that area all day Thursday.
I beat my horn at you, but I wasn't sure if it was you or not, so I didn't want to scare anyone.
Well, no, you're not going to scare anyone. People blowing their horns all the time around there.
And I drive crazy over here, so, yeah, totally get that. Hey, I do have another question. You may know the answer. I just got I changed my call. It's got a vanity call. Do you know how I would change that on QRZ or what I need to do?
Cannot help you with that one, but maybe one of the older gentlemen on here with a little more experience will chime in and give you the heads up on that.
I applied for it, but I didn't know it went through, and that randomly checked last night, and apparently it went through.
Needed to.
KI4DTY, which is my initials.
Okay. Well, I have to learn that one then.
Yeah. So, yeah, DTY, that's my name. So, but, yeah, I was on there last night trying to change it and couldn't figure it out. So,
I thought about changing mine, but I don't know about changing it. If I'm going to do it, I want to do it now before I get too used to it.
Using to that, and phonetically, my call sign just was not rolling off my tongue very easily, so I figured why not just change it now before I got too deep into this.
See, I've learned mine now. When I first started, it gave me a fit. But Daniel, I'm gonna have to hop off here. I got to my next stop, so I'm gonna run in here and try to finish up here for the day. Good talk to you again. Maybe that helped you out. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Thanks for jumping on and giving me some help with that cable. KI4DTY73. Thanks. Bye.